You can't! It's too dangerous out there!
Oh, you're amazing, Himiko!
Even so, this elevator is going pretty far down. This is the perfect chance to test out my Neo Aikido skills on machines!
Quiet, you male! Learn some manners, why don't you? And you could stand to learn some manners too, you insensitive jerk!
Himiko, hold on!
Huh? What's that sound?
Boo! Boo!
You're supposed to thank us first!
Himiko is still not out! Well, do you think she's all right? She still hasn't come out! Are you sure she's okay?
Himiko!
Hurry! The curtains! Open the curtains already!
Hi-ya! Hi-ya!
This is the Ultimate Academy Student Council, with Angie Yonaga as our president.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you watch your step since it's so dark in here.
Like this?
Piece of cake. I have 5-star flexibility.
Hold on! Don't just drop it on top of me!
Please don't jinx us!
Well, I can only see the floor from this position, but I think I'm fine. Are you sure it's okay to put something so heavy on top of the cage? Okay. I guess that's fine then.
First, let's breathe in. And breathe out. We need to remember our no-no-nos. No pushing, no running, no talking.
Rentaro's body was found just before the time limit, right?
Your pathetic excuses are consistent with those of a common male criminal.
Ew!
Why? Why are you laughing? That includes you too.
Wait, please. No torture. My tolerance for pain is actually really, really low.
I'll tell you everything, anything. Just please don't hurt me.
Don't thrust the blame onto me. You degenerate males and your thrusting.
Ugh, I'm not the culprit.
I'll prove my innocence to you guys.
I would never punch a foe from behind.
A true Aikido master would never do something so dishonorable.
Yes, Neo Aikido even uses wooden swords.
Because you don't have an alibi.
Whoa, perfect.
But wait, then how did Gonta kill him?
Wait, wait, I say. Why would anyone do something so crazy like throw a...
Wait, that's actually not crazy at all. Throwing a shot put ball is totally normal.
Well, Gonta, can you throw a shot put ball from that distance?
A typical degenerate male excuse.
Well said.
For a degenerate male, you're actually pretty reasonable.
Ah! How do we find this darn culprit now?
Yura Tua sounds like a shady weirdo.
I knew the culprit was a male!
Himiko is really gung-ho about her invisible culprit theory.
It's definitely enough time. You just gotta move at lightning speed.
Fess up already! Did you kill Rantaro?
You're giving up that easily?
Then, Shuichi really is the culprit? And then, he grabbed the security sensor from the bookcase and returned to the lookout spot.
With how creepy you are, I'm sure that person didn't want your love.
I do want to believe Kaede. But Shuichi does seem pretty suspicious.
He has been strangely quiet for a while now, which is classic degenerate male behavior.
So wait, your ears don't do anything?
That's true. But when did he notice that?
But how can you tell the flash went off?
Do you know who the culprit is?
Wait, that's not possible.
Right, Kaede?
Kaede?
But how could she have hit Rantaro from all the way over there?
The vent was way too far from Rantaro's body.
Yeah, that's impossible.
Oh, yeah. What happened with that?
That's right. Wasn't Shuichi with Kaede in the classroom?
Of course it's a big deal.
So you were hiding it the entire time?
The Kaede we've come to know?
Let's combine our power and work together, everyone.
Now lend me your energy, everyone, so we can catch the culprit.
Hi-yah! I'm in top form today.
Huh?
I'm not interrupting you.
Whatever you have to say is probably worthless anyway, because all males want to talk about is S-E.
Hey! Angie, how can you accuse Himiko?
Aren't you her friend?
Screw Atua! That guy's got nothing on me.
I'll protect Himiko!
Stop it! There's no way any of that is true!
Stop picking on Himiko!
A cute, tiny flower like her couldn't kill anyone.
Wait up, Shuichi. Why are you trying to white knight your way into Himiko's heart?
Just so you know, Himiko has already chosen me as her one and only soulmate.
What the... Are you just pretending to be nice to Himiko so she'll tell us the truth?
You lying little brat! Telling lies is what turns you into a degenerate male!
Why is everyone still picking on Himiko? You're all worse than a drunk dad's ramblings!
Oh no! It's Himiko's curse! Her curses are really powerful!
It must be real magic! It must be real magic!
No! Your logic is all wrong, Shuichi!
And you don't even know why you're wrong either.
typical degenerate male. I'll smash in your face with my fists of hot burning steel! The sight of the tank being open doesn't have anything to do with Himiko's escape. She didn't use an escape hatch. I know she didn't do that. And now, I'm gonna punch you! Because if she escaped from a hatch in the tank, the water would have gushed out with her! There would have been water everywhere! That wouldn't be magical at all! The whole trick would be ruined! With that out of the way, I'm gonna punch you! But Himiko's clothes should have been wet when she left the water tank. Ah! Why would you say that? Himiko can't get wet! Because her body repels water! Wait a minute! Why did you automatically assume it was Himiko? Angie, you spent more time with Himiko than any of us, so why are you accusing her? I'm totally fine with that. I don't care what anyone says. Himiko would never murder someone. That's what I believe more than anything. I want to believe in her, no matter what. If I can't do that, then I'd rather just die. So until this body takes its final breath, I'm gonna keep believing in Himiko! Are you telling me you saw that happen? She's not lying! She's not a con artist and she doesn't have donkey lips! Well, how about behind the curtain? Then that means Ryoma's body was hidden in the piranha tank the whole time! Huh? The piranhas? What the heck are you saying? That detail was super useful! Sure, the lid looks a little big, but if you set it diagonally, it would fit perfectly. Nice job, Himiko! Your explanation was awesome! Congrats, Himiko! Now there should be no reason for anyone to suspect you. Yeah, because if you didn't switch places with the body, then you couldn't have killed him. Okay, but still, that's way better. Apologize, Angie. You and your Atua better tell Himiko you're sorry right now. Oh, Himiko. Bless your sweet, kind heart. What? Himiko's still brainwashed. But I'm not giving up just yet. This is gonna be a breeze. And when was the last time Gonta saw Ryoma? Anyway, among those four, the culprit must be the one who doesn't have an alibi. Suspect who? Who's the culprit? Pervert! Filthy male pervert! In the girl's bathroom? Mew, Kaito, and Maki! What? Why the heck were you in your underwear, Mew? No, he might actually be that stupid. But I totally get where he's coming from. Because I want to believe in Himiko, too. I thought the crime took place between 8 and 10 o'clock at night. Maki, just ignore that lying little degenerate. We'll listen to what you have to say. When males get this quiet, they're either caught in a lie or thinking dirty thoughts. Well, Kokichi, did you tell Ryoma? Himiko, it breaks my heart to hear you say depressing things. Did anyone see those two together? Wait a minute. If you heard their voices, then that means... But Shuichi has no reason to lie. Then when did the culprit throw the body into the piranha tank? Himiko would have seen it. She might strike out, but she always keeps her eye on the ball. It's okay, because we have Shuichi's testimony too. Being a gentleman has nothing to do with it. And they couldn't have thrown the ladder back through the window because it's too heavy. Serves you right. You just made a fool out of yourself after acting all high and mighty. Where he was killed? Himikawa under the bridge? We should consider places where water is stored. Stop saying disgusting things. I don't want to hear it. Stop! Please stop! Do you think the culprit dropped Ryoma's body into the pool area from the lab window? Then they could have thrown the body into the piranha tank through the gym window. How's that? Mission complete. That's right. I apologize. I must go on a journey to reflect on this. So they did use the rope. That's how they bridged the distance between both windows. Maybe the rope wasn't the only equipment the culprit used. A ropeway, huh? Are you sure about that? But if the mechanism was that complicated, wouldn't it be hard to put it all away? Yeah, it would take too long. And they would have been busted if someone saw them. So, who is it? A certain sound? Like tying the rope to the gym window and putting a partition in the piranha tank. Please answer us, Kirumi. Shuichi is doing this for your sake. Unnecessary? Are we totally sure Kirumi's the culprit? Maybe it's someone else. We can't accuse Kirumi just based on our alibis. Huh? Why not? I'm not the culprit either. Only degenerate males would commit such an act of violence. Kyo looks creepy. That's suspicious enough for me. Cut it out, you degenerates. You're holding up the debate. Let me make this perfectly clear. The art of Neo-Aikido is not used for murder. If I had to fight off a male, I'd just throw him across the room. She was teaching me the difference between real magic and a magic trick. Also, I was making tea. Yes, that's true. But I'm sorry, I don't remember who it was. I was too focused on Himiko's lesson to notice the exact degenerate that showed up. Also, I don't tolerate lies from anyone. but especially not from degenerate males. Got it?
My whole body feels like it's melting away. I'm so happy, Kirumi. You're making me feel like a pampered celebrity. My lifelong dream has finally come true. Thank you so much.
Of course. If you want to feel like a celebrity, you absolutely need a parasol. A robot like you wouldn't understand what it means to feel like a celebrity. Huh, Kibo?
What's wrong, Himiko?
Aw, I understand now.
Don't worry. They're nicely shaped.
Beauty is way better than size, anyway.
Brother Shuichi! I love you! I said it! I can't believe I finally said it!
All right, Shuichi. From now on, no more insensitivity from you, okay?
Because I finally told you! I confessed my deepest desires and feelings to you! I'm being completely serious. I want to be yours, and yours alone. So, Brother Shuichi, if you ever want to, you know, you can do anything you want to me. Anytime, any place, and I'll be ready.
Oh, yes! I'm Tango Chavashira! Yeah, the ultimate Aikido master! It's Neo Aikido! Wait, please! Sneak attack!
Right, I see. By the way, well,
I'll protect you! I'll protect you!
Hee-yah!
Ugh, degenerate males.
What?
No! Eh? Degenerate male! You gotta be kidding me!
Huh,
damn it! Cut it out already! You're the worst of the worst! How dare you! I won't forgive you!
What is this?
What is this?
Why?
Huh?
What?
Why?
Ooh!
Oh, yeah! Piece of cake!
Huh?
What's wrong? Yes! Got it! That's right!
No!
Oh!
Wow!
I don't get it! I don't get it!
I'm sorry!
Are you all right?
What are you saying?
Listen up!
No.
But,
yes.
That's amazing! I'm ready! Hey, degenerate male!
Himiko!
Hey!
Himiko?
Please run!
You've given me a whole new perspective. I'm so touched. Thank you, Kaede.
Shuichi, thanks to you, I'm one step closer to mastering Neo Aikido. We both aim to master Neo Aikido. So, even though you're a male, you're a good person. Mind over strength! This is our answer! I'll do it!
Huh? I'm sorry! I couldn't do it!